When Simon Shinya Tos Sif Vav. Kli Sheyesh Boy Dover Ham Shahayad Seledes Boy. Here we are speaking about this Kli has a liquid in it. Shahayad Seledes Boy. And then Shahayad Seledes, it was cooked, it was fully cooked. And then Shahayad Seledes. So this liquid that was fully cooked, so there's no problem of bishul, because machaba shitiz adav alach and his bashul called sochay, and it's reisachas, it's yad seledes, so there's no problem of bishul. Kli sheyesh boi davar cham sheyad seledes boi. Now, Muta, so one is permitted lanichei b'shabes al gabei k'deira hatmona. There is a pot that he made atmone on the pot, and the atmone on this pot ensured that the contents of the pot are still very hot. So he's allowed to put this kli over the kedeira, kedei sheyishmei chumoi, to make sure that the heat, which is in the top keli, should remain v'lo yitztane, and it shouldn't get cold. So let us just see the Mishnah Berurah until now. Dover Ham Shahayad Seledes Boy. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Amechaber Ozel Lishitose Besiv Dalet. The Shitas Amechaber is, the Imnit Stanen Ktsas. If the liquid that was cooked cooled off a little, Ad She'ein Hayad Seledes Boy, Yesh Boy Oin Mishom Mishel. So then, it can still get cooked. So Memele, that is why the Mechaber, when he's speaking about, I'm putting a keli with liquid over a kedeira to ensure that the heat of the liquid in the keli should remain hot, because the kedeira is tamon, and the kedeira has more heat than the keli, so I want to ensure the chaim of the mashke in the kli ha'elyon. So the Mechaber said, but there's another problem. It can get hotter, and by Adavalach we hold yesh bishul achar bishul. So therefore, the Mechaber stressed that this heter only applies if the liquid contents in the keli are yad seledes. So then we say, ein bishul acha bishul. So then, whatever we're doing, one is permitted to do. Avol, so that's why the Mechaber had to give this condition that the mashke is yad seledes. Avol, lefi ma shekosav remo bahagov besif tesvo. The remo says, the noyegim lahater im loy nitstanein legamri. We are makel, and we hold a mashke which was cooked, and still has, it is poishrim, it still has some warmth in it. So we hold that the previous bishul is still in existence. And we say, ein bishul acha bishul, im loy nitstana legamri, unless it's completely cold. In Cain, so according to the Ramah, this condition of the Mechaber that said that the liquid content in the top keli was Yad Seledes, according to the Ramah, we don't need Yad Seledes, in Cain Levin and Yad Seledes, boy. As long as it is still warm, there's warmth in the liquid from before Shabbos. So Memele, so then we say, Ein Bishul Achel Bishul. So he led this boy. So now the Mechaber said, if it's Yad say led this boy, so then one can put it over a Kteira Tmuno. Vafilu loinis bashel kol tzolchoi. Now we're going to see a Meirdik Echidish from the Taz. Afilu, if the liquid content in the keli was not completely cooked, damrin el besiv dalid the yesh boy mishum mishul afilu bereseich. We besiv dalid. We said if it wasn't completely cooked, afilu it's bubbling, the boiling, but it's not completely cooked. So the zicher din of yesh mishul acha mishul. And here the Taz is medayik, but here the Mechaber did not mention this condition that it has to be completely cooked. All the Mechaber said, you have to make sure it's Yatzei Lenis, but he didn't mention this condition. So the Taz says, Amir de Keshidish, Shani hoche, d'loyobo yaideze lidei bishul gomo. That means the source of heat, which is warming up the top keli, is from a kedeira tmuna. That means I had a pot, which I wrapped around. I insulated the pot before Shabbos. Good, it's holding its heat. But the heat which a kedeira tmuna could produce is not enough to be goyim that the liquid on top would get more cooked. And after it's not nisbashel and gamri, it will keep it warm, it will keep it so yatsi lettuce, but that I should be afraid that by attaching this to a kteira tmuma, that the Kveira Tmuna will bring about that the Reutiv, the Mashke, the liquid in the top cave will get more cooked, then you don't have to be afraid of. That's what the Taz says. Some of the Taz was Magdaik, because when the Mechaber said the conditions that it is permissible, he only gave one condition, it should be Yatzeledes. The making Yatzeledes, that's called the Mishul. But if it is Yatzeledes, so I'm cooking it more, the Taz held, we don't have to be afraid that this will occur. That's the sheet of
zero. Zero, how much the ball has to be over the other side?
We'll see. No, Shem. Then it's over, and it's, we'll see soon. Amol, habe achreinim chilkim olov. This, what the Taz said, is debatable. Okay, that means if something is not completely cooked, so every hoisofa of chaim can make it a fraction cooked more. We can't be so sure. Well, it's only keeping it warm and it's not cooking it. That means the Issa Bishul by Adobo Shalaini's Bashul called Sosai is could be as minute as possible. As long as it got cooked more, Mashul more could also be a Shiloh Bishul. So therefore, the Achronim disagree with the Taz. They name Mutter Rak when his Bashal calls okay, the Eshlochush, Shemo Yitoisef Ma'at Mishul Al Yedei Achronim. Maybe the heat from the bottom pot can bring about that it will be cooked a little bit more, and therefore this is also. And in this show, he brings down the Chazinish Paskin like the Zachoinim, and so this whole, not like the Taz, the whole Heter only applies if it's this Marshall called Sochay. Now, here we have a Machlekes, according to the Machaber, and it still has to be Yansei Lenders. And we have, according to the Shitas Ramah, as long as it's warm, it'll also be permissible. The Gosav, the Sefer Maimah Mordechai, the Machol Tzolchai, if it was cooked completely, Afiluyim Etstamek V'yofoloi Ayidei Hamodezu, even though through keeping this over the Kneira, over the pot, it will be Metstamek V'yofoloi, could be it will taste better, that means it'll get... It'll taste better through this chimum. No, mitzamek means that it shrinks, it shrivels. Mitzamek means that it will become less, liquidy. And could be the less liquidy will make it taste better. Won't be so watery, so liquidy. But that's irrelevant. It was completely cooked. Now, this is very interesting. If we would learn the Lashon of the Machaber, as follows. We learn the Lashon of the Machaber, and the Machaber says, Kli sheyesh boi dovacham, sheyad seledes boi, muta lahanichoi b'shabes, he's allowed to put this kli b'shabes, al gabi kdeira hatmuna, over a pot that they made hatmuna in the pot, te sheyishma chumoi v'lo yitztane. That means that the way we would learn the Machaber, it means, why is he speaking about a kdeira tmuna? He wants to explain the case. Why is the kdeira warmer than the kli? So he tells us the whole scenario. The kdeira was tmuna. He made a tmuna of Shabbos on the kdeira with very good insulation. So the kdeira is still hot. It's hotter than the... So that's why he's speaking about a kdeira, but he's putting this over the kdeira tmuna. This is how we would learn pshat. The Mishneh Berurah does not learn pshat like this, and he learns the Machaber saying, Amur dikechidish. And then Shaltzin explains he got it from a Tosefta. Anyway, so let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. Hatmuna b'begodim b'ba'oyoy, the bottom part was covered with begodim. Vashmi'inon, and now, what did he tell us that it was tmuna? He wants to tell us a chiddush. The muta laniach akeli tachas habgodim shekiso behem akdeilo. That means over here he's going to do a quick move over here. That means he's taking the top keli and he's going to take the wrapping which is around the bottom keli and quickly he's going to go and cover the top keli also, and then now it's going to really remain hot. It has the source of heat from the kdeira, and now it's tmuna also. He's allowed to do this. Now, so we have to understand from what we had learned in Hilchus Hatmona, we had learned halachas as follows, that a person is permitted to make hatmona erev Shabbos, v'dover sheni ma'isev hevel. That means a person is permitted to insulate a keli erev Shabbos, but in Shabbos you're not allowed to insulate a keli. That's the din. I have a keli abana and should I remain born, you're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. So the Mishneh Berurah says, here the Machaber said at the moon that to tell you, that this keli which I made at the moon on the Kshneira, which you made at the moon on Erev Shabbos, I can go and take the wrappings and cover the top keli also. It's going to be Layla, Layla. It's going to be hot and insulated and Sholem al Yisrael. Now we have to understand what's the hetter for this. You're not allowed to make out one in Shabbos. Okay. Vashmi'inam. וסדה, what he said, התמון is coming to tell us a חידיש. תמותה להניח הקהילי תחס הבגודים שכיסה במקדיר. You're allowed to put this new קהילי underneath the בגודים which was covering the pot. ואף שאין תוינים בשבס אפילו בדובר שאין עם היסף אבו, that's the חידיש, then that needs an explanation. You're not allowed to make atmone in Shabbos, even בדובר שאין עם היסף אבו. חוכו, כיוון בעיקר atmone היו מבועדים לצריך הקדרם. This atmone was made ערב שבס for the קדרם. וזה מותר. ולכן, אם נסגל סו הקטרו, במותר לחסוי סו, נענה לוחס, לא שנסגל סו, is a little love דווקא. והלוחה is, אמר לי כלוחה, if I made atmona ערב שבס, and I made atmona, I covered it with a towel, and then I see that a towel is not good. So I'm allowed to go and take off this towel and put a blanket around it. I'm allowed to be megale the kedera and put a different atmona. Since this is considered a continuation of the previous, I made that atmona erev Shabbos. Now I'm just changing that atmona, making it thicker, thinner. That's muta. So la halacha, say if that atmona fell off, I'm allowed to recover it. Or lechatzil, I'm allowed to reopen it and recover it. I feel it was a different material that, to insulate the kedera. So since I'm allowed, regarding the kedera, which was hutman beheta erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to recover it. That's a day to be megala and recover it. Is muta lechasa is derech agam gam akeli sheyesh beyadav acham. So together with this atmone, I have a green light to make to re-wrap the atmone on the bottom kedera. So while I'm in the process of re-wrapping the bottom kedera, I can gently be matman the top keli. Also, I got this is not a new hatmone. This is
I was never
established. But it seems so. Someone wants to say Rav Shlomo Zalman has some sohostic toilets. He does it like a magician. He's putting he's being matman the bottom keli in there, he does it pretty quickly. And he says it's not nika taka. That's what he wants to say. It's not nika what he's doing. You see him busy wrapping up the dust and not standing over his shoulders to look. In the meantime, he put a small keli on the top. But others don't learn like that. It seems it's not too gefährlich. We're talking about a nisa, the rabbon, the meimadmini, the shabbos, so the center of Agav. Now let us go further in the Mechaba. Now, so this is, the Mechaba is helping a person who has liquids which are yatsa leathers in a keli, and he wants to ensure that they should remain warm. So this was 1/8 to be matmen, to matmen it and put it over. Put it over a ktera tmuna. Then he says, there's another eitz he can also do. V'yochel litzoyach piv, v'botzeik, im yesh loy botzeik sheniloish me'esmel. That means, if he has in the house some extra dough, now what is he doing with dough in the house? Say his chickens. So a male seems used to give the chickens dough. So he has a surplus of dough. So he can go and take this dough And to ensure, that means that money made till now, so the sheet with the towels can go and take the dough that he has, or take a slab of dough and put it over the top keli, and so make sure that the heat will not escape. So we're just helping this person who to ensure that the chamim in the top keli should remain warm. The yochel letoyach pivs, the pair of the top keli, he could put over it b'motzek with dough, and yesh le'motzek sheno le'shmeh. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
What?
So he has chickens, we said. So he gives his chickens dough. They eat dough. So Mamela, and he has a lot of dough for the chickens. He can do this, that the heat should not escape. We're speaking about this dough is not muksa. He gives them this heat. Now, the Magen Avraham made a problem. There's a shayla of miruach over here. That means you're going to smooth out the dough. You're going to put the dough over the keli and you're going to smooth it out. So this very interesting machlokes. Right of Magen Avraham, the davke bebotzek, davke by dough, she'enoi bar miruach. The concept of miruach, of smoothing out, does not apply by dough. Avol b'shavo, for him, the a different material, not dough, wax or vizefes, oitit, shudova hamismareach, these things spread out and smooth out. Osem bishamareach, this is also smamareach. Ucheinyin deisel elbesimishin yudalet siv yudalet, dosalitin shavo benekev achovis lasos. We're not allowed to put wax by a hole of a barrel to seal it, he's going to smooth it out, and that's the Malach Mamarech. So the Magen Avraham says that's why the Mechaber was very careful when he said what you can put over the keli. He said, no, there's no miruach by dough. That is the Shitas of Magen Avraham. The Taz says the botzik bar miruach. The dough is any better than anything else. It's also bar miruach. El atam dein bozem mishum miruach. So why isn't it no miruach? Lefi shein makbid olam ledabek oisei betoif. Rak shleye megula legamri shelo yiskorel. Avol shom gabi neke vachovis kopid alei ledabek heitev. Lachlik kaisov. So the Taz says, Amor de Kezach, he says, Miruach applies by dough also. He says, it matters what you want to use it for, what you want to accomplish. So he says, that's what we had before, you're not allowed to put wax. To seal a nekev means you need a good seal, because you have wine inside, and we want that the nekev should be sealed, the barrel's going to topple over, it shouldn't leak out. So therefore, I have to make sure that the wax seals it completely. And this can only be accomplished by miruach. That means I'm going to smooth out the wax all around the nekev till I'll make a good seal. So then that's also. And if you have dough and do this, dough would also be also. It's no chilik. Here that he said dough is mutter, because here I don't need a complete seal. All I need is that we're not afraid that there's cracks and corners and dust that the air can escape. The key is that the mouth of the keli should be covered with dough, and that will ensure that roiv of the heat will not escape. So that's why it wasn't chayish for miruach. Lafi says, according to the Taz, Avpetit Fishabe, Mutter bin Yonenu, so it's not Tafkindos, anything, Amalamogan Avram, Anal Osa. Now, let us go further. So the Mechaber is still talking. So the Mechaber said, I was matter that you could put this keli with reitiv ham, if it's reiseyach, if it's yatsay ledis, over a kdeza tmune, or as the Mishnah said, if you are the fellow to be matman, it agav the kdeza. Avol ein menichin kli sheyesh beidovo shein eicham kolkach, now the Mechaber is shitosay. But if the heat of the liquid in the top keli is not so much, agabi kdeza, So here they'll become Yad Seledis. So that's the Shita Samachaba. Let us see. The Mishabu Avalay Manishim, the Tavshu Shenitstamin, a liquid that was Nitstamin, Kaimalam Besivdal, the Ish Bishalacha Bishu, Bakain also a Philoloi hit Mino Klau, the Shumdavo. Fanny Mili, the Dovo Lach, Abo Bedova Yovesh, if he wants to, he has a Dovo Yovesh, which he wants to warm up. Afilo Nitzana Legamri Shoes Lakami Besiv Ches, Viva Dovo Yovesh. You want to warm up your Dovo Yovesh, so you put it over this Kneza Tmune and you'll warm up your Dovo Yovesh. Yes. She'el Yen Yocheli Shamein. Because it could be mischamin. I know afilu main bedate lahashesh shom kolkach. So he says, listen, I want to warm it up. I have some soap and it's not yatsay ledes. I want it should remain warm. It shouldn't cool down. So you're afraid it might become yatsay ledes. I'm putting it up for 4 minutes, and 4 minutes will be up. Yeah, it's a lettuce, but I'll kapon them, I'll have some more warmth in there. It'll be a nik Shabbos. I'm telling you, I'm watching it, so it won't become yatsay lettuce. So he says, this is also. I know, I feel the main bedati lahashe sham kolkach, that it should become Yatsala, this Cheshinan, Dilma Mishtali Uchdu Kamegis, if you doubt, if you put it on something that potentially it could become Yatsala, this, so then we don't rely on him. I'm going to watch it. No. Something, this is too dangerous. It could become Yatsala, this will become cooked in Shabbos. We will not rely on your intent to take it off. That's Sif's book. Sif Zayin. Yesh mefoshim, others say, the hod is shoy laniach kli, she yesh beidov ocham. Let's go back to our case. So we had the top keli had hot liquid, it was yatzaledis, and we said it's mutter. Al gabi deira hatimuna, afilu kli hatachten al ha'eshari. Even if the kli hatachten is al ha'esh, this was put there before Shabbos, and the mele, so the heat that is coming out from the kli hatachten is leila. This is a very, it's hot stuff. V'yesh mefoshim shim kli atachten al ha'esh lo ilam osa. No. If the kli atachten is al ha'esh lo ilam osa, let's just explain for 2 minutes what the Mechaber is speaking about. We had learned before there's an issa to put something on a flame. And a kira, so it's grufa or ktuma. That means there's a blech on it and there's no eish. To put it on in Shabbos. The thing that I'm putting down is cooked already instead of a yovel. There's no shame of cooking. Chazal will only matter if you put on, you're allowed to put on something Erev Shabbos, or if it was on Erev Shabbos and you took it off with an intent to bring it, to put it back, that's called Chazal. Eh? That is also permissible. But to put something on in Shabbos, and the Kira, Drufa, or Ktuma, so that Chazal acid, it's nirikim avasho. It doesn't look too Shabbos-like. You took a cold piece of meat and you put it over on the blech, and then it gets cooked and thus, and it's nirikim avasho. Chazal acid is. It's only mutter was there before Shabbos and took it off and then intend to put it back. Then it's mutter. This is a double muskin. To put on the kira grufa ktume, a double shenitstanen that wasn't on the eish before Shabbos is also. Now, the shaila is, if it's not grufa ktume, I had a pot over the eish. I have underneath the pot, the contents in the pot were cooked before Shabbos. They have a nice flame burning under the pot before Shabbos, which is mutter if it was cooked completely before Shabbos. No problem, I can keep it all aish. I don't need a blech, I don't need anything. That pot is mutter. So now, but I want to put over this pot another keli. So others say, Lagabi the second keli, I'm putting it on now. Now you're putting it on, it wasn't there before Shabbos. You're putting it now in Shabbos. So the first keli that is over the eish is not better than grufa ktume. So just like you cover the eish, we put a blech on the eish. So you have a pot over the eish. But to take a second keli and put it over the pot, and it wasn't there on Shabbos, so that's called a shehiyeh mitchila b'Shabbos. That's also not allowed to do it. That's the second day in the mechaba. The first day, oh, no. To put something on a kire that's grufa ktume in Shabbos is nirikim avasho, because akire is a mokim that you cook on. And in Shabbos, I take a pot with a cold piece of meat, let's say, and I put it, or whatever it is, I put it on the kire, I put it on the place where things are normally cooked. So it's nire kimemasho. It looks like you're cooking chazal asad. You're not cooking, it was cooked, it's irrelevant. It looks like you're cooking. You're putting it on the kire, that's where you cook. So even though it's kuva ktume, since it wasn't aleish before Shabbos, it's also. But if I put it on a pot, over a pot, and there's contents in the pot, so, who cooks over a pot? That is not the Derech Mishul. So here, there's no Nirekim Avasho. So these are the two days in Shulchan Aruch. The first day I held that if you put it over a pot, and we'll say later, in Simchas we Paskin like the first day, but you'll have to take something. There's no Shiloh Bishul. Nirekim Avasho does not apply if I put it over a pot, which is Al Ha'esh. And there's contents in, not an empty pot, there's contents in the pot that are cooking, and I put this over that pot, this is permissible. So these are the 2 days. Now let us just see again the Rosh of Mahab and the Mishabuos. Yesh Mephoshim, Dodi Sholem, Yechlish, Yesh Pedova Cham, Agabi Kdeza Tmune. That means if there's no Shiloh Bishol, it is Mutter. Afilu Kliya Tachten Al Haishori. Afilu the Kliya Tachten is covering, there's an Aish there. It's also Mutter. Yesh Mephoshim, Shem Kliya Tachten, La Aish Loilamoso. Then it's also Al Shia Mitchila B'Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah Nun Hei Atul Kliyatachdom Hatam. The Kivin Shehakdeira Mafsekes. Since between the flame and the second pot, There's a part which is mafsik ike hekere tuve. This is a big hacker. The einoi nire kimevashel. This does, people don't cook like this, so it doesn't look like he was mevashel. Umayri shayekli mevushel kol sochin. It means the contents in the top keli was completely cooked. There's no bishel dekishayla. Allah is svirulu. They hold that you make their mafsek is how we make kira grufe. The also lahaniach alah lachatrilim by mekish mashe kasamnu lekamei the aloche kedeya arishayna. Now we're going to see sivches and Benison sivches is mamish repeating Siv Zayin, but in order to appreciate it, Siv Zayin was speaking about that the top liquid, the top keli was a liquid, but the liquid was Yad Seledis, so there's no Shaila Bishul. And Siv Ches is speaking about that the contents in the top keli was another Yovish, where there's also no Bishul. So the Siv Ches repeats the halacha, so we just learned in Siv Zayin. But Siv Zayin was speaking about that there's no Bishul in the top keli, even though there's liquid there, because it's Yad Seledis. And Siv Ches is speaking that there's no bishul in the top keli because it's a davar yovish, not davar yovish, and bishul acha bishul. Lo niach davar kar, to put something that is cold, shenis mashul kol tzolchi, agabi mechem shalaish. This is a mechem that's alaish. This is mamish the same shal like before. Yesh oimrim shedinai kimenichai kineged amedures. We will have later, there's a fire, I'm allowed to put a keli opposite the fire, not too close, but it should be close enough that the fire will warm up the contents of the keli. The chol dover shemuter lanichi kineged amedure b'mokim shiaseledes boi kigoin sheyovish. We have a machu that's yovish, and I'm putting it opposite a fire, and there's no shayla bishul muter lanichi agabi mechem shol gabi yeish. V'yesh oimrim da'havi kimeniach al gabi kira lechatchila. Others hold, they hold that this is like you're putting it on the kira directly. V'osavon isbashol kol tolhoi v'afula mitzramik v'raloi. It's also because it's an isach hazorer. V'afilu im nois neisham lishmei chumoi. And they hear the Mechaba Paskins, that the Paskin like the first day, and that's how we Paskin Aloche, that one is permitted to warm up a Dova Yovish, to put it over a pot. That's not Derech Bishul, it's not Nire Kimabashul. Agaruche, I saw in Rabbi Yashiv, he brings down the others. So we live in a sophisticated day and age, so we have such a Aloche. We have a Aloche that over to warm up. So let's talk lemaisa. I have a blech over the flame, which the blech gives it a din of ktuma, so the ash is covered, the ash is minimized. So I'm not allowed to take out in Shabbos some cold meat and put it over the blech, because that's you're not allowed to make a shia lechatchila on Shabbos. But if there's a pot of hot water or cholent over the flame, so I turn the cover over, I put a dish there, now I can put my meat over the pot, and this is not nearly kimavashel. So in our sophisticated day and age, so others had a brilliant idea. We're going to make a blech that is going to be a pot. That means the blech is a double blech. It's not just a blech, it's a double blech, and in between is sealed oil, water, whatever it is. And now you put this over the plane, you put this over the flame Erev Shabbos. So this is like a kibelo. This is like this. This is like at the bottom. Let's look at this blech that we just made. We have this two left, there is a bottom level. Over the, then we have walls, we have sealed liquid in between. So that's your pot. And then you have a top layer. So you have a layer, which comes with the potato automatically. So this is advertised also. So this is a black you can put on in Shabbos. No problems. You can put on your kunkel and your meat and everything. And everything. So the kids, that's what it says in the advertisements. They asked the Rabbi Eliashiv about it. He did not agree with this idea. He said, this is called a black. It's not called... It's a nirikim about, if you have a pot, and you put it over the pot, that's a nirikim about. So you have a blech with a liquid in between, and the blech is an instinct. That's not, you have a nirikim, you're going to put it, this is, you put this on the flame, you put this on the blech, I'm sorry, it's nirikim about. So he asked, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a kimono, where's your, that's no problem whatsoever. You're allowed to, the only Issa Mesa family is allowed to wrap up something Erev Shabbos, but Dover HaMesa family. That's all that's also. But if something that is cooked, you can cook it more. You ain't Mishal Acha Mishal. That you can cook, you can make it hotter, there's no problem. It's even if it's Mitzamek Viofalei, as long as it's cooked already, there's no problem. So by a mashkin and mechaba holds, it's only cooked if it's Yatzei Ledes, and by Dover Yomish, it does not have to be Yatzei Ledes. It's a filetal, and it's Dover Kal. Siv Zev, Siv Zayin, in Yenechotu. Ve'ilu ashtei deye shebesiv Zev, heim atzman shebesiv Zev. The same thing. El neshom mairi b'dover lach. So that's a, we will learn the two sifim. We'll see how they were written differently. Sif Zayin was written kli sheyesh boy davar cham. A kli that in this kli was something hot, because Sif Zayin is speaking about that a liquid is on the top keli, so it has to be chum. That's speaking about, I want to warm up the W-Yomish. I'm holding it sun, and ain't by ain't me shemishal of the love received out it. V'chol dover shemutter lani, say, dahainu, kol mashin is boi besiv dalet, dahain boi mishom bishol, kudim b'yovish afelon itstanen, o mutter lishloise b'kli rishin, you have to put into conclusion, who within the mutter lani, say, neged amedula zochik tzas, you're also allowed to put it opposite a fire that's burning, d'loi chashin elechitis, m'vu besiv tezvot. Meicham shal gabi yesh, here you have to put this over a urn that's over the fire. So you have Amish a fire here. There's no fire. Only if it was on the flame before Shabbos. So it shouldn't be better than glue for that. There's no ish in it, Sosa. So if you have between the flame, which is in the kirim, and the top keli, I have a mesam, an urn in between, a full of bane gulfa, or different kira gulfa, the awesome, because I buy kira gulfa, there are medes, I got be kira, you're putting this kdeira on Shabbos in a place where you cook. Shul mokim shedech levashol tomit, v'nirikim levashol. I'm also, if you put it on Shabbos, I'm a kan shei medes al gabi kdeira, shei derech bishul bekach lekach shori, af lo nirich lechatchilam. The rishon nira ikar, and now the mechaba paskin, how do we paskin? At the first day, Yimchaim Posikil le'rabe v'agro, v'koi gam al-ho de Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin was speaking about Tovolach, Yadza Levitskoy was in the top Kaylee. Here we're speaking about Adova Yovish, Achlukal, and Yinachadu Chmeshi Kisavlu Lamailo. Now let's finish the Mechabo. Umikol Mokim. I just said that even if it's cold, I'm speaking about a Dover Yovish, even if it's cold, it's Mutter. Umikol Mokim imhu tavshul sheyesh b'yreitev. But if this Dover Yovish, there's liquid also, umitzamik v'yofolei also l'divrei hakel, if the reitiv is nitzanen, reitiv the kimin sheyesh by reitiv, v'aposek mechadolel, the mitzanen yesh mishalach abishol, u'memeila also libne gabei mechem cham, havimene gabei shechanal besivob. That means there are two showers: it's abishol the kishal and achazor the kishailo. Mitzamik niyofolei. So it would seem from the lashon of the Mechaber that the whole issa of Yesh Mishal Acha Mishal B'Dovolach is dafked by Mitzdamik V'Yocholei. Da, the whole lashon asif hazer miloshon Rabbein Yeruchim. V'ozo l'shitosu yedis aniskolo b'siv dalin b'hagor. The dafked by Mitzdamik V'Yocholei. Oz Yesh Mishal Acha Mishal. That's the shitos Rabbein Yeruchim. But by Adovolach, it's mitzamek v'raloi, even it's nitzanein, it's also mutter. L'dinik kvar kusav nolel besimsal b'alochi kishar poiskin ben mechalkin b'zev, and the full mitzamek v'raloi is also ava mechabav should have said it came to my shesor samshom moishan v'bein yeruchim nokit v'ozo. Siv tes kli rishayn perish Hakli shemishamish boy al ha'ish. That means a keli that was al ha'ish. Afilu la'acher shehevi ruhu me al ha'ish. They took it off. It was on the flame. And I took it off now with Shabbos. I took it off the flame. So this is akli rishin. Mevashu. So Klirishna is Mevashul Kozman Shayatse Ledis, boy. If it's Yatse Ledis, it's Mevashul. Lesichach, therefore, since a Klirishna is Mevashul, also Litain Lesichai Tavlin, one is not permitted to put Tavlin in a Klirishain, or Tavlin, because a klirishin is mevashel. Avol melach mutter litain l'saychoi, but salt. We're talking about not processed salt, talking about salt that wasn't processed, that's raw. Mutter litain l'saychoi, kivin she'viroi me'al ha'esh. Since this klirishin is not al ha'esh, she can take raw salt and put it in this pot. The tzricha milcha bishula kibisra detura. Now, I'd like to give a little agdome, and with this agdome, we'll understand eventually the whole Lashon of the Mechaber. This Gemara Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Melach einai kitavlin." Melach is not like spices. Salt is not like spices. That's a memra of Rav Chia. Now, this is a very vague memra. Well, what is he saying? So there's two lishaynis in the Gemara. The first lashon in the Gemara says, melach einai ketavlin, salt is not like spices. Spices, one is permitted to put into a klisheni. Salt, you're not allowed to put even into a klisheni. That's the first lashon, pshat and rabchir. The second lashon is melach einai ketavlin. Salt is not like tavlin. Tavlin, you're not allowed to permit to put into a klirishin. And so the latter put into Kli Rishon. So we have here two shot in Rabchiye. Rabchiye just said that salt is different than spices, but if he's telling me a chumra in salt or a kula in salt, that's a machlekes in the Gemara. And Rav Nachman said over there that he sung us a kula in salt, that it is difficult to cook salt, just like it's difficult to cook the besar hashoyer. That means the meat of an ox, it's tough meat, and the besar hashoyer, you cannot cook in a Kli Rishon. Alaish, you can cook it. But if you took a keli off the flames, and you put a piece of you take meat of a shoyer and you put it into this pot, it will not get cooked. The meat will not get cooked. So Memeila Rav Nachman said, salt is just like the meat of a shoyer. So just like the meat of a shoyer that is not cooked in a Kli Rishon, salt is also not cooked in a Kli Rishon. And this is the first lashon of the Mechaber. So the first lashon of the Mechaber is that we hear that Kli Rishon means a keli that was al ha'esh, that was taken off the ha'esh, and it's yatzeh ledis, is also liten l'seichei tavlin. You can't put spices in it, because spices will be cooked in the Kli Rishon. Avol melach, but salt, muta liten l'seichei, you have to put salt into a Kli Rishon. Kivin shehem viroi me al ha'esh, as long as it's not on the flame, the tzricha milcha bishula, salt needs such a strong bishul, kibischa de teire, like the meat of an ox. The meat of an ox needs a strong bishul. Right. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kolzman. Now here we have the din that a Kli Rishon is memashal. Kolzman, I know afilu kvar posak zesicha semimeno. It's not bubbling, but it's a Kli Rishon shavseledes. Shayavseledes boy, avul meina yavseledes boy, afilu Kli Rishon ain't memashal. Vimloy heviru meyala ish. If it's still on the plane, osalitno says the tabla filamelach bechol gavne. Then you're not allowed to put. Even though we said salt is on his bashel b'Kli Rishon, but that's after when it's not ala ish. When it's ala ish, it'll get cooked. Vafilu daito lesalek esakdeira meir misham. He puts salt in while it's ala ish, and he's going to take it right away. So it will not be enough time for the ish to cook the salt. It's also was a pen yishkach, I see his marshal, to come and be simp your doubt. I'm going to have this yisod keseda, if I cook something in a matzah that it could get cooked if I leave it there in a longer period of time. So even though I have an intent to take it away before, this is not permissible. The seichei tavlin, not allowed to put into Kli Rishon spices. Avo b'klisheni mutalos is tavlin. Absolutely yadzei ledes boy. Be'ein mispashul shom. Spices do not get cooked in a Kli Rishon. V'munach b'Kli Rishoni dovo gush. But what we learned this yesterday, and we're learning it again today. If you have a solid macho, shayat say ledes boy, that's yad say ledes, and it's Kli Rishoni, yesh li zoyer bozeh. Then you have to be careful, and you can't put spices on that. Yesh poiskim she soivrim the dovo gush, because man shayad say ledes boy dinai kich li rishain. We explained this yesterday. A liquid in the Kli Rishon becomes the stannin from the doifnei akeli, because the whole liquid is one entity and is affected by the doifnei akeli. But you have a double gush, so it's the heat which is inside of it does not become affected by the walls of the dish that it is in. So a mela a double gush is mevashel. So that means, let's say, so if I have, let's talk, let's say, tavlin is muta. So I'm allowed to put a tavlin into a kli sheni. I have soup and I want to put some pepper into the kli sheni. No problem. But to put pepper on my steak is a double gush, so that is also. And here, Dilshe brings down what is called a double gush. So he says something very interesting. He says, if you have a chunk of hot rice that's chunked together, that's called a double gush. If you have particles of rice which are not chunked together, so each particle is... It doesn't have a chshivus of a double gush, and it's nitzdanen from the Reifnei HaKeli. So that's not called a double gush. Noodles, he says, is a double gush. Kidneys is a double gush. So Mamela, so now we know the aloche of a double gush.